Sermons Reform, South Free is Free. Haiti's rainy season threatens orphans still without homes, and the lost country of South America is being found in Christ. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Something unprecedented has taken place in Burma. Burmese pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi was allowed to talk about fairness of upcoming elections on television on April 1st, further proof Burma is changing. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein just returned from Burma, and he agrees, but their work with the Karen will need to continue.
Because there's so many landmines along the border with Thailand, it's going to take years, but hopefully we can help get the kids back into, and the refugees back into Burma, into areas that are cleared of landmines, so they can actually work to rebuild their villages.
VBB will also continue working in orphanages and rebuilding homes as the Karen return. Klein also thinks,
I really believe God's going to use them to bring the gospel throughout their country and be able to come back in their country and to say, I have forgiven those men that killed my family, that wiped out my village, and it's only because of Jesus Christ that I could forgive them.
Fund their work at our website. Next, a project to provide housing for 50 Haitian orphans has come to an abrupt standstill. If it doesn't restart soon, it'll mean even worse news for the kids. They've been living in tents since the 2010 earthquake. Orphan's Heart heard and started building an orphanage. They got a foundation down fast, but Ron Gunter says,
our greatest need is for block layers, people with experience laying blocks.
And they need them fast. The rainy season starts in May. If block layers don't come before the rain starts,
then the kids would be in the tents again, in the mud and in the tents for a season, and we really don't want that to happen. We really want to get these children out of the tents. They've been there for over 2 years now.
The significance of the project goes even beyond sheltering orphans, though. Orphan's Heart has already seen children and even community members turn to Christ. If you can lay blocks, and soon, contact Orphan's Heart.
Even if they can only go for 4 or 5 days, we'll make that possible. We can do a lot in that time with the right experience.
There's a link at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Open Door staff members recently reported explosive church growth in Iran. They say only the government views Christianity as a Western religion now, and Iranians are seeking answers. Over the last 40 years, the church has grown from 200 believers to 370,000. Due to ongoing persecution, house churches have had to break into smaller groups and certain services have been canceled, but many are still proudly vocal about the gospel. Pray safety and boldness for them. Meanwhile, Paraguay, it's a country nobody visits. The Mission Society's Christian Dixon says the lack of tourism dollars means
Paraguay is a very poor country, but one of the blessings that we have here in Paraguay is that people aren't going hungry.
Dixon says part of what they do is meet the physical needs. His wife works with a large school, and he works with an agriculture project. Both of these create face time with people, critical to building relationships. Another big component of their work is with youth and leadership training. Ironically, it's not resistance to the gospel that's proven to be the challenge.
The Paraguayans are very open to hearing the gospel. It's not getting to listen to the gospel, it's getting them sometimes to practice the gospel. It takes a little more time for us to sit down and work with them to understand what it means to live a Christian life.
The other need,
pray for national leaders. Because my wife and I work with youth, one of our goals is to bring up young leaders, Paraguayans, to work in the Methodist Church here.
And Food for the Hungry and Adventures in Missions are combining their experience in missions and field service. Through Adventures' short-term missions program, The World Race, people are embarking on a unique adventure in kingdom building, 11 countries in 11 months. The ministries are drawing on each other's strengths and touching the poor in Jesus' name. Many full-time missionaries got their start on a short-term trip. Interested? We've got the details at our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. 95% of the people in North Africa and the Middle East will never personally meet a Christian. Join HCJB Global on a journey of hope by praying for them and a chance to win a free trip to Israel. Get your free 31-day prayer calendar and the link to the free trip to Israel contest. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.